There is one who I know, he loves me, and so I'll honor and I'll praise his holy name. Yeah, he's with me every day, and he helps me along my way. He's your God when I'm troubled, he's your God when I'm burdened. He's your God, maybe so lonely, he's your God, I may be burdened. He's your God, yes he is. This world is not my home, I'm only passing by. I'm going to a better land, it's far beyond the sky. My Savior will be my God, and he'll stay close by my side. He's your God when I'm troubled, he's your God when I'm burdened. He's your God, maybe so lonely. He's your God, I may be burdened. He's your God, yes he is.
Good afternoon. Welcome to those who are at our sanctuary. Welcome to those that are online as we get a chance to celebrate and rejoice in this wonderful weather that God has given to us. It's so much fun to look out here and I see shorts and bright colors. It's that time of year where we actually get to relish the wonderful weather that truly is in southern Arizona. The Chamber of Commerce is paying me later. but it really is. It's fun to see all of you here today as we get a chance to celebrate the ascension of our Lord. And so as God's people, we come together and we recognize which God has imparted to us. And so at Desert Hills, we celebrate.
Grace.
We do make.
Disciples.
Who? As truly we come together knowing and feeling and understanding the joy that we have because of and through our blessed Son and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Craig Larson along with Pastor Mike Sager. We get to be pastors here at Desert Hills and we are so excited to continually share that gospel and that good news with you. And so we get a chance now to hear those wonderful announcements that you all will memorize. Today, this weekend, we recognize fair trade is happening, and the chocolate bars will melt before you get home, so eat them in the car. But there's coffee, the oils, the thing. It's a great way to support the farmers that truly do need that support and need a fair price for their crop. New members class continues to meet this week. They had one last Thursday, but please, there's still time to come. If you are planning on attending, remember it's an evening class starting at 6 p.m. Yes, 6 o'clock. Yes, 6 o'clock. And come, Pastor Mike does a great job in introducing what Desert Hills is all about. And so if you would like to come, call the church office or just show up. We've got a copier. But one of the things also that's happening is that the Food, Fun, and Fellowship group is having a trivia night. It truly is a fine experience when we look on May 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. There's going to be hot dogs, hamburgers, and I wasn't there at the last one, but I keep thinking about and hearing about the trivia teams that were created that last one. And I was thinking, I wonder if they're going to be readjusted this time around. Okay, who knows history? Okay. Yeah, I know this group. Just for information, the church offices will be closed a week from Monday in observance of Memorial Day weekend. It's an opportunity for the staff to take a break as well. And so we remember, and we'll remember next weekend, the reason why we do celebrate Memorial Day. But just to put that in your calendar, that we will not be open that Monday. Those are the announcements that I have. Continue to pick up that half sheet of paper that's in the back so that you can see all the things that are still happening at Desert Hills. Remember, this is a year-round church. The activities still keep going. And so thank you always for your participation. And so let's begin our worship service with a word of prayer. Almighty God, we come together as your children. We come together in our worship service to again be reminded of the grace that we have because of your Son. We ask, Lord, that as that word continues to spread, not only in our worship here in this place in the sanctuary, but as people hear and experience your love and grace as they view us on the internet, we ask, God, that you would enter into each one of our hearts, into each one of our lives, giving us that encouragement that is so necessary to make it through those difficult times, those challenging times. Lord, we also thank you for those times of joy, those times where we get to experience the sunrise or sunset and see the beauty of the desert that's in bloom. We ask, God, that you would allow us to see your miracles and your working in and amongst and around each one of our lives. Today, God, we come to give you our praise and our thanksgiving because you have come to us and have given us the hope and the peace that does pass all human understanding. Be with our worship this night as we continue to take and hear your words of promise and presence. We pray all of these things because of and through your blessed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing our opening songs.
Jesus will be coming back, it won't be long. He'll step right on that cloud and call his children home. Reservation many years ago. When I hear him calling, I'll be ready to go. Could be in the morning, maybe night or noon. I don't know when it's coming, I just know it's soon. When the sky breaks open on that happy day, I'm gonna ride that glory cloud away. I'm gonna ride that cloud someday. I'm going far, far, far away. I'm gonna sail up through the starry sky, out of this world of trouble and sorrow, goodbye. I'm moving to a city that will be brand new. I get so excited, don't you want to go too? What a happy meeting that day that I'll be leaving, riding that cloud away. On some happy morning when the trumpets sound, all of the Lord's children will praise out with resound. We that are still living in a moment will be changed. Lord, what a happy feeling when he calls my name. Stepping on a cloud of glory with my God, going up to heaven cause he evened the odds. I can hardly wait until that happy day. I'm gonna ride that glory cloud away. Sky out of this world of trouble and sorrow, goodbye. I'm moving to a city that will be brand new. I get so excited, don't you want to go too? What a happy meeting that day that I'll be leaving, riding that cloud away. World of trouble and sorrow, goodbye. Moving to a city that will be brand new. I get so excited, don't you want to go too? What a happy meeting that day that I'll be leaving, riding that cloud away.
Please join in our litany, spoken responsively. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. He endured that we might live with him. He died that we might reign with him. Most gracious God, on this day, when we celebrate your Son's return to you in glory, we offer humble and joyous thanks for what he did for us and for all who would respond to his claim. With his disciples, we behold with awestruck wonder his triumph ascension, hailing him as prophet, priest, and king. He was faithful to you from first to last, even at the price of a horrible death. Keep us faithful with his help in our worship, our witness, and our service. In his name we pray. Amen.
Little children, do not worry, 'cause you still got lots of time. There's no need in walking backwards. Turn around and rise and shine. If your load always seems heavy and you're always left behind, pick yourself up from the ground and jump right back and rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning. Shine your light out through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you. Stand right up and have your say. 'Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and to him you'll strictly find. Even though the world may use you, turn around and rise and shine. Look at how they did for Jesus, why they nailed him to a cross. But he died out there on Calvary so the world would not be lost. So no matter how they treat you, if they slap you in the face, just remember Jesus loves you, and on that cross he took your place. Rise and shine in the early morning. Shine your light out through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you. Stand right up and have your say. 'Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and to him you'll strictly find. Even though the world may use you, turn around and rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning. Shine your light out through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you. Stand right up and have your say. 'Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and to him you'll strictly find. Even though the world may use you, turn around and rise and shine.
Today's first scripture reading is from Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand there looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in that same way that you have seen him go into heaven." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, just present to repeat. What seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story. It will be my theme and glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. Tell the
Today's second scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you this day, and may the old story of God's love and grace fill you this day with hope and joy, both here in sanctuary and online. Amen. Well, we just celebrated on Thursday one of the greatest events in our Christian calendar. And if you were like me, I'd even notice. Because oftentimes we don't think a whole lot about Ascension. We don't have Ascension parties. We don't do big advertisements for come and celebrate Ascension with us. But if you look in the church understanding of Jesus' death and resurrection, Ascension is critical. The day of Ascension happens 40 days after Jesus' resurrection. And for those of you who have studied scripture, all of a sudden your ears should perk up when you hear the number 40. You know that that means God's going to do something. Because throughout scripture, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, the sign of 40 means that God has completed what God is going to do, and God is going to do a new thing. And sure enough, 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus gathers his disciples, and he's taken up into heaven. And what does that mean? Does it mean that Jesus is finally tired of being with us? We see in scripture where Jesus is going to Jerusalem, he says, "How much longer do I have to stay with you? You just don't get it." And we see even after Jesus' resurrection, the disciples still don't quite get it. He has to keep reminding them about what this all means. Is this just a transition point between Jesus and the Holy Spirit? Just a way for the writers of scripture to move from focusing on Jesus and now focus more on the Spirit and the church? Is that what this day means? Or could this day help us understand the very depths of what Jesus' death and resurrection means for us and for the world? I hope today, after you hear this sermon, you may have a deeper appreciation for Ascension. And when it comes around next year, it will remind you how important this day is, even though it is missed by the world around us. So why is Ascension important? Today I'm going to give you three main reasons why the proclamation of Ascension is so important to us. The first one. One more. The first one is that Jesus is exalted as King. Scripture brings this movement of Jesus' life into him being exalted as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. that in fact, if you go throughout Scripture, it is God's movement from when God created the universe, when God was the authority of all things, and humanity revolts against God's power, God's authority, that God's work is to once again restore God's kingdom. And in fact, when Jesus is taken up into heaven, Jesus is being exalted as King of Kings. Here from Ephesians, when the Apostle Paul writes, God's power raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realm. Far above all rule, all authority, power, and dominion, every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but in the age to come. Jesus' ascension reminds us and the world there is a new king. God's kingdom has been restored in Jesus Christ. Now think about the early church who have the Roman Empire breathing down their necks. This proclamation as Jesus is Lord, Jesus is King, is in fact what got them in trouble. The Romans didn't care if they worshiped their gods as long as they would say, but Caesar is king. Caesar is God. You can do what you want as long as you make that announcement. In the celebration of Ascension, we are proclaiming to this world that there is a new king who we follow. We don't follow the powers of the world, the powers of Rome, the powers of anything that defy God. We follow Jesus as our King and our Savior. Jesus now has authority over all things. That's the proclamation of Ascension. You see, when the early church, when the early Christians thought of heaven, they did not think heaven being someplace else. They saw that heaven and earth overlapped each other. And that when Jesus moved from this earthly realm that we are all a part of, Jesus just transitioned into God's kingdom, and God's kingdom is everywhere. So Jesus is now able to be king everywhere. Unlike Caesar, who only had authority where he had power, Jesus now is everywhere and has power over all things. That's why Paul can write, all rulers, all authorities, all powers, all dominions, all names, because God's kingdom is now everywhere and Jesus can be everywhere all at the same time. There is no end to Jesus' kingdom. That's what we're celebrating. Not only is death defeated, but Jesus now has authority. Jesus now has power. All things are under his realm. That's why it says in Scripture, every knee will bow. All the nations will come. Because Jesus has been exalted as King of the universe. God's kingdom has been reestablished through Jesus' death and resurrection, and God exalting him as king. That's one proclamation of our ascension celebration, but it doesn't stop there. The second proclamation of ascension is not only is Jesus king, Jesus is high priest. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to be a high priest? If you study the Old Testament, you will discover that the high priest is responsible for interceding on their people before God. It is the high priest who is allowed to go behind the curtain where the mercy seat of God. It is the high priest that is allowed to offer the sacrifice for the people of Israel. It is the high priest that prays on the people's behalf. And now our high priest is Jesus. We are proclaiming in the ascension that we have not only the Holy Spirit living inside of us, we have Jesus interceding on our behalf before the Father. That Jesus is praying for you. Jesus is interceding for you. When you're struggling, this one who understands what it's like to struggle, this when you're feeling betrayed or alone, this one who understands what it's like to be betrayed, one who understands what it's like to be forsaken, is interceding for you. The one who understands what it means to be human is now the one coming before the Father on your behalf. Not only do you have the gift of the Spirit, you have a high priest interceding for you. And then finally, the third reason why ascension is so important is that in Jesus, our humanness now has become a part of God. Hear what Romans says. The book of Romans says, we know that the whole creation has been groaning in the pain of childbirth right up to this present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have been the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we eagerly await our adoption, the redemptions of our body. What Paul is telling us is that somehow in Jesus, Jesus does not lose his humanness when he ascends to the Father. Somehow our humanness is now elevated. Somehow we are now deeply connected to the very creation and deeply connected to God. God is in us, and now we are in God. Somehow our very existence, even despite our brokenness, is now in the holiness of God. So we are of value because we are now a part of who God is in Jesus. Fully human, fully divine. Our high priest and our king. That's the radical proclamation of ascension. More than simply death has been defeated. In fact, the very one who defeated death is now our king, our high priest, and somehow we are now participants in the very work of God. And Jesus now tells us to go and witness to that. To witness to the glory and honor of all of creation. That despite its brokenness, it somehow represents who God is. Because in Jesus, creation has been swallowed up in the glory and power of God. That we have a king who has defeated all the other powers of this world, even death. We have a high priest who does not need to seek his or her own forgiveness, but a high priest that intercedes for us in perfection and in glory. And that somehow who we are is wrapped up in God. And now we are to share that mission, that purpose, that life of Jesus with the world, confident that Jesus goes with us. That's why those early disciples returned from seeing Jesus ascending with joy, because they are thankful that they now have a priest and a king, and somehow the world is being redeemed. Sisters and brothers in Christ, ascension, the celebration of 40 days after Jesus' resurrection, is the topping on the cake. reminds us of what this means. It means more than we simply get to spend time with Jesus when we die. We get to have a king today. We get a high priest interceding for us. We somehow find ourselves in the very work and power of God. So celebrate. Rejoice. For you have a king. You have a high priest. And you now are in the very presence of God. For God is in you, and you are in God through the death and resurrection and ascension of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
To a world of fear and darkness came a light as bright as day. With a song of love and words of kindness, he came to show the way. Oh, his face was not the hearts of men. Then the people called him Jesus. He was the man for all time. Just a simple man called Jesus. But didn't he love, didn't he shine? Let the light come brightly shining. Let it shine through you and me. Let it wash away our fear and sorrow. Let it set us free.
Together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings.
What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
The psalmist in Psalm 93 affirms the majesty and splendor of God. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up. Lord, the seas has lifted up their voice. The seas has lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, prayers, and gifts of time, talent, and treasure for your mission in the world to bring good news, help, and hope for all people. God of new life, bring us hope. We remember those who have recently died, including Gene Wyman. O God, receive them into the arms of your mercy and everlasting peace, and may the truth and promise of God's resurrection bring comfort and hope to their families and friends who grieve. God of new life, bring us hope. New to our prayer list are Dan Floro, Glenda Perea, Marshall Wake. We take time now to silently pray for those who remain on our prayer list, as well as for others in our hearts and for situations in our lives. As we remember the ascension of Jesus into heaven, let our hearts ascend with him. We hear in the words of the apostle, "If you have risen with Christ, set your hearts on the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Seek the things that are above, not the things that are on earth." God of new life, bring us hope. We pray for our world, our nation, our community, as the ravages of war and violence continues to claim lives and destroys families. We cry out to you to bring your kingdom, power, and wisdom into our lives and homes, as your people strengthen us so that we can be instruments of peace and healing for the broken world in which we live. God of new life, bring us hope. We pray, Lord, for those who need to feel you close, who need the assurance of your love, the encouragement of your spirit. We pray for those who are filled with guilt, who are brokenhearted, who are perplexed because of difficult relationships. God of new life, bring us hope. We pray for those in our community who are experiencing hardships and despair. Many in our midst struggle with illness, loneliness, and despair, looking for glimmers of hope. May we, through the gift of your Spirit, be signs of that hope And may we seek to encourage one another so that your kingdom might be known in their lives. God of new life, bring us hope. Be with us all, Lord, in all our daily struggles as we seek to follow you. Be with us all, Lord, in our periods of doubt and despair, and in our times of happiness, health, and loving. Be with us all, Lord, until that time when in your kingdom of love, our joy will know no end. Amen.
It is in that promise of God that we hear the words as we prepare to receive his supper. For the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "Take and drink, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people. For the forgiveness of sin, do this in the remembrance of me." Together we pray the prayer which our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. For those that are watching online, know that this is the body and blood of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Take and eat this body given and provided because of your sons, our sons' love for each one of us. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ, which allows us and frees us and gives us the strength that we need now and forever. Amen. All are welcome as we receive this gift which God has given to us through his life, death, and resurrection. The dark color is the wine. The light color is the grape juice. There is gluten-free wafers available if you would so desire. Come, for all is ready.
When you're standing alone with the mountains and the sea, where the arms of the world open wide, where the truth is as plain as the falling rain, and as sure as the time and the tide, you know we're all his children, his next of kin. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family of men. When you walk down the road and the sun is on your side, with a sweet river breeze for your face, though you don't hear a sound as you look around, everything sort of falls into place. You know we're all his children, his next of kin. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family of man. Next of kin. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family of man.
God has promised all that he continues to know and believe. And as he has ascended into heaven this day, we celebrate and know that his spirit continues so to infuse our lives that we know we make this journey always through and with him. Hear the promise today as we hear the blessing. As Jesus was lifted up and disappeared in a cloud, the disciples asked a question. Why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go. In the meantime, friends, while we wait for his return, there is work to be done. Go with God's blessing to share the love of Christ, to bind the wounds of the brokenhearted, to be peacemakers, to tell what you yourselves have seen and heard. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We stand as we sing our closing song.
I put my feet on the rock, and my name on the roll. When it's called up yonder, I won't worry about my soul. Waiting, and it's something to behold. I put my feet on the rock, my name on the road. If you never heard the gospel spread like that before, you know the message comes in many ways. Those simple words of wisdom can open heaven's door. So every time I get the chance, I say, put your feet on the rock and your name on the roll. When it's called up yonder, you won't worry about your soul. You know your home is waiting and it's something to behold. So put your feet on the rock and your name on the roll. Put your feet on the rock and your name on the roll. So when it's called up yonder, you won't worry about your soul. You know your home is waiting and it's something to behold. So put your feet on the rock and your name
Go now. There is work to be done. We go in the name of Jesus.
Come on and put your feet on the rock, your name on the roll. So when it's called up yonder, you won't worry about your soul. You know your home is waiting and it's something to behold. So put your feet on the rock, your name on the roll. Yeah, put your feet on the rock, your name on the roll.